Trevor Hall and the Law of Attraction. Trevor Hall is playing Boulder this week, and I heard a recent story about him that reveals new insights about the Law of Attraction. The Law of Attraction became big with the book and film The Secret and teachings by many gurus claiming that by focusing your energy on what you want, you will attract it into your life. Trevor Hall is an uplifting singer-songwriter who has time and again chosen to elevate his spiritual path as the driver for his art. He recently finished an album Kala filled with inspirational songs, and was preparing to leave on a global tour to promote the album last spring. However, days before his tour was set to begin, he was stricken with a staph infection that left him hospitalized and unable to proceed with his tour. At the same time, his new wife was scheduled to be going to Nepal to work with orphans, but she delayed her trip in order to stay by his side. It's likely that they were both feeling discouraged and disappointed by this unexpected change of plans, and from the typical Law of Attraction perspective, they might have been wondering, why is this happening? How did we create this? However, a few days into Trevor's illness, the earthquake hit Nepal, and it became clear to them that this illness was very likely a catalyst that had saved his wife's life. This reflects a dynamic some people refer to as second cause. Whether you believe in a higher power, or simply the science of quantum physics, this reflects how sometimes there is a larger unfolding taking place than an individual's conscious desires and will. In their book The Trust Frequency, Boulder-based authors Andrew Cameron Bailey and Connie Baxter Marlowe integrate both ancient traditions and advanced science, explaining this dynamic through a perspective they call the conscious loving universe. The trust frequency encourages people to respond to whatever life brings them as an opportunity for growth, and to do so from a deep-seated sense of trust. Trevor Hall's experience is one of infinite examples of how this can be true. While it is rare for the circumstances of this process to be as dramatic or obvious as they were in the Hall's case, remembering stories like this and staying open to this perspective can help you find grace in even the most challenging hardships. To get a dose of Trevor Hall's music of grace, check him out at Boulder's Fox Theater this Thursday, September 24th and Friday, September 25th, or online at http://www.trevorhallmusic.com/. To learn more about the Trust Frequency, visit http://thetrustfrequency.net/ and check out the 10-minute meditation video below, narrated by me. That summarizes many of the concepts of their book.